100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. No. It's just a cold, not dying, but I'll get better soon, I think. The topic of this weekly challenge is Virgin. And there were a bunch of stories. We got ones from Lizzie, we got one from Charlie, Richard, Serendipity, Jeffrey, Tom, Norval Joe, Dwayne, Tura, and Planet Z. Oh, you want to listen to them? Okay, I'll shut up and let you listen. Here you go.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. I've got updates. Story total, 9,460. Story average, 15.64. Movement, Dwayne breaks into top 70, tied with K9, Tom of a 4, and Mike S. In the iron, Jeffrey becomes the fifth iron monkey, while your humble scribe falls to the sixth place, with Richard closing in. In the gold, Lizzie goes triple gold, Phil and Richard go pentagold, and Planet Z goes hexagold. That's right, kids, 600 stories. But as milestone-y as that is, the story of this week is Serendipity becomes the 36th author to enter the top 10. All hail Serendipity. And my stories this evening are an argument for the estate tax. Vern Patterson was the grandson of the distillery giant Cosmo Patterson. He thought himself a marketing genius. Truth be told, he was just a genetic dead end. If I may, let me list a trio of galactic business blunders. First, carbonated Kahlua. That was good for a $5 million loss worldwide. A tobacco liqueur made from a synthetic of Louisiana Paracute, which caused spontaneous esophageal cancer. The class action suit is still pending. The last, a sprouted, pre-pollinated juniper berry drink Vern had the temerity to name after himself. He had to alter the spelling a bit. He called it Virgin. And the second story, good children go to heaven, bad children go everywhere. Adolf Hitler, Isaac Newton, Mother Teresa, Andy Warhol, Lewis Carroll, Nikolai Tesla, Elizabeth I, J. Edgar Hoover, Henry James. What did all these folk have in common? All virgins. A lifelong commitment of a kind. Perhaps alternative courses of action were available to them. They merely didn't stop stopping. Had a lot of time on their hands. Making time with their favorite person. If you're of a certain age, you caught that pun. Tried it out in my youth. Didn't much care for it. Thankfully, an older woman took the matter into her own hands. A seminal moment it was. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
These stories will make you uncomfortable. They made me uncomfortable to write them and to read them. I was even more uncomfortable after reading them the sixth time. I was a 40-year-old virgin when I married Tina. I was led to believe that most lady poonanies held double rows of piranha-like teeth, mainly due to my private school education. As a young boy, I was caught at an energetic game of pocket pool, scolded without mercy by both parents, which manifested as castration anxiety. My belief in vagina dentit kept me away from poonanies for most of my adult life. Before the honeymoon, I took my fiancé to a gynecologist and a dentist so I would be assured that everything was as it should be. I am happily married. Number 2. Lamont was a virgin. The ladies in his class thought he was hot. He was on the swim team. Girls swooned at the sight of Lamont and his speedo. Lamont had only been in two women in his life, his mother and the Statue of Liberty. A bit shy, but in that boyish way that make girls crazy and attractive to the older girls that wanted to seduce and conquer him, Lamont landed a job at a law firm. He was raped in the supply closet by the woman in HR and the night watchman. He was never the same.
Hey, Dwayne here with another 100-word story. And now, Virgin. Flabbergasted. That was the word I was looking for. Flabbergasted. Her message was sinking in, and all I could do was sit and stare at my phone. What she wanted wasn't unreasonable. I wanted the same thing. I just wasn't sure I was ready. I was too old for this. Maybe not too old, I said to myself. Just too old-fashioned. There was a time when I wasn't afraid of anything. That's it. There's nothing to be worried about. She's already made her choice. My thumb hovered over the screen for a brief moment before I swiped right.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 606 with the prompt of Virgin. So here's my story. The Virgin flight of the Flat Earth Society Celestial Dome Exploration Team ended in confusion. They hired Virgin Galactic to fly them to the dome to determine whether the sun and moon were on a mechanical track or if the celestial bodies were a projection from above or below the dome of the sky. As they reached the lower stratosphere, they saw the North Pole was not the center of a flat Earth with an Antarctic ice wall around the perimeter. They saw instead that the Earth was a globe. They agreed to never mention their discovery to anyone. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Robert Zino here, with a story on the subject, Virgin. Fish and chips, my mother almost screeched. It's line-caught fish, from organic fishermen, I'll have you know. And it's not batter, whatever that is. It's a crisped breadcrumb sauce. No, darling, don't call those chips. It's uncouth. They're chipped potatoes, cooked in extra virgin single-estate olive oil. I have a darling little man who orders it especially from an organic olive grower he knows personally. I'm so lucky to have him, because of course it's so hard to find proper service these days. You wouldn't believe how much all this costs. So, how can it have any calories in it?
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Traditionally, we've danced naked around the standing stones at midnight, for the winter solstice. But tradition isn't set in stone. We're getting on a bit in years, and not really cut out for dancing around the freezing hillsides, in our birthday suits. It's time for a change. As for sacrificing virgins, the local supply has pretty much dried up. You just can't get decent maidens anymore. So, we make do with what we can get, but I don't think it's gone down too well with the elemental spirits. Perhaps that's why the winters are so damn cold lately.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Love is such a complicated matter. It all started back in Virginia. A few furtive meetings in someone's vine led up to a number of wild hops and the obligatory puff, woodbine in this case. Woodbine was discontinued in the 1980s, but then again, we are not placing a timestamp on this story, are we? The problem with love is that it becomes a complete nightmare rather quickly. As he fled Virginia, all he could recall was her rage. She screamed at him furiously while she held a branch of devil's darning needles that she had plucked in sheer fury. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodkov.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher here for week 606 on the topic of Virgin. My story today is called God of the Volcano. The volcano demanded a virgin sacrifice every 100 years, lest it erupt violently and mercilessly. For hundreds, if not thousands of years, the local population had fed its need, save for the occasional unfortunate experiment every half millennium or so. This year the village could find no virgin, and time was running out. The UN flew in a college cheerleading squad to no effect. Same with a plane full of science nerds. In desperation, a team of elite soldiers kidnapped Michael Moore and dropped him in the cone. The volcano stopped rumbling, its needs met for another century. However, the volcano god belched out Moore, who refused to stop complaining how the volcano was run. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning. This is Richard, and this is my story. It's called Virgin. I'm a virgin. There. I've said it. It's not something I'm particularly proud of at my age. But there you have it. A 100% bona fide virgin. And it's not for want of trying, either. It's not entirely my fault. I think genetics may have played a part in my unfortunate situation. You see, both of my brothers and my sister are virgins too. I guess it's one of those things that runs in the family. Also, my father and my mother have admitted to being virgins too. Wait a minute. That can't be right, can it? Okay, speak to you soon. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Luigi Gambino made a fortune importing extra virgin olive oil from Italy. Well, that's what the label said. The truth was he bought colza oil from rapeseed. Added color and flavors to fake it. Then he'd bottle and label it extra virgin in Italy and ship it from there. The Spanish Mafia with their avocado and palm oil scams took offense to Luigi's scam, and the bodies started to pile up on the bottom of the Mediterranean. Luigi ended up in one of the tanks of olive oil. His business partners fished him out and went on with the processing.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of virgin. I'm glad that your virgin ears could take such creativity. All right, so what's the next weekly challenge topic? It'll be first. You can check out more stories in the archives, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, with links to everybody's site, blah, 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 blah. You know it by now. How many years has it been? I don't feel like looking that up. I'm lazy. Speaking of lazy, I'm just going to go back to sleep. So y'all enjoy listening to more stories in the archives, and I'm just going to... Oh, man. I could use some hot chocolate or NyQuil. Thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief.